This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Happy International Workers' Day, a day to recognize and celebrate with all workers in Nigeria and around the world. Take a well and rest and reflect on the importance of workers' rights. Joining me via the phone this morning is River State Nigeria Labour Congress Chairperson Beatrice Itubo. Good morning, Madam. Thank you for joining us on radio this morning.
Good morning. Happy Workers' Day.
Wishing you and everyone else the same. So we're going to look at the plight of workers in Rivers State and retirees. Of course, there were once civil servants. We've been getting several comments and statements from them in recent time. It's been 7 years of this government in power, and in a few months, this government will hand over to another government. Can you just tell us, in a summary, what the past 7 years have been like for workers in Rivers State?
It has been very troubling. The truth is that the workers of Rivers State have never had it so bad. There is no promotion. No month and annual increment. Pensioners are not paid their gratuities. Pensioners are not paid. And workers are groaning. Even if you go to the working environment, nothing is happening. Everybody is retiring by the day. They are not re-employing people. So the system is poor and empty. And the job that would have normally been done by 10 people right now, we speak, is up to 2 people that are doing it. And so it's really pathetic.
All right. So you're a labor leader. How has the engagement with the government been on behalf of the people?
Well, we have been engaging severally. And today is a day that we use the opportunity to also tell government the plight of workers. And also, allow the rest of the world to hear what we are passing through in the hands of this administration. In the sense of today, to reappraise ourselves, our own performances, and also reappraise the relationship with our employers. And at the same time, give kudos to those employers who are doing well, and those who have not done well, we ask them to also improve on areas they've not done well.
So there have been several meetings you've had with the state government, a tripartite agreement, yes. different types at different times. What's going on with that?
Well, nothing has happened. If something has happened, you would have seen the positive activities or positive answers going on. But for now, nothing has happened. But I want to believe that maybe at the end of today, and maybe they will look at it and have a rethink and begin to do things the way it will go down well with the workers and retirees.
Seven years, it hasn't gone down well. What will change today?
Well, this is an electionary year. People can do things that ordinarily they wouldn't have done for one reason or the other, which are very easy.
All right, so what are the key issues that, you know, continue to linger?
I've told us here now earlier. I said workers have not been promoted right from the inception of this administration. Yet yearly increments have been denied workers, what they have given to them. And the retirees are suffering even the most because they have not been paid gratuities, no pension arrears. What I mean by pension arrears is when you retire today, they are supposed to put you into monthly payments, your pension. But this time, what they do is that they will leave you for almost 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, when they finally now key you into the pension, they just pay you that month which they are starting, and the rest of the months are gone and gone for good. And this has led to a lot of frustration on the side of these retirees. And even the workers who are frustrated, every day things keep increasing. There's inflation everywhere, and then your take home is constant. It's not supposed to be so. And so that's exactly why we are calling on them. Nobody's fighting anybody. What we are talking to them is to look at it and do the needful. We agree that this government has done some jobs in the area of infrastructure development, but then it should be all encompassing. You cannot neglect a particular group to the advantage of one particular. If all of us die, this spirit, our goods that will fly all the overhead bridges and flyovers that they are building all around Port Harcourt. So we are saying they should look around and also do things that would favor the humans, even students. Students have not been paid possibly and all that. So for now, we are not talking on that, but later we'll still speak on that because we are right now, it's only labor that can speak for the masses. And so very soon we'll begin to engage on that too.
Okay, so you've had several meetings with the government. What is their own challenge What makes it difficult or maybe impossible for them to pay their arrears, for example?
It's lack of political will. Lack of political will. It's not that it's not possible to fund. Nobody is going there to close the state or run down the state because they want to pay people the entitlements and all that. But when they want there to political will, you will always work out modalities. And then you begin to pay. When there is political will, you will get nothing that you cannot do. And so we feel that it's lack of political will.
What about the minimum wage? We hear some people calling to say that they haven't been paid. What really happened?
I don't know about minimum wage. I've still worked out what to do about minimum wage. Right now, I don't want to talk about it.
What did you tell them to do?
What to do? The minimum wage has been approved by the United States government and they have started paying, which I told them, check your pay slip. You know your grade level, you know your step. If you go there and you check and what they're paying you is below what is contained there in the chart, then you can make it to your family union. If your union cannot handle the work, it's not bring it to us. So whenever they have passed that level of minimum wage, I don't want to talk about this any longer.
Okay. I got a message this morning, someone from the local government. Is that also under your purview?
That the local government,
staff. Yeah, they said they've not been paid the minimum wage.
They have a union called NOLGE. Let them report to NOLGE. Let NOLGE interface with their various local. We are talking of local government autonomy, for Christ's sake. Let them interface with the local government chairman. And if they cannot fly above that, they can also come to us. Then we will cry to the high heaven and see how it can be implemented. For now, we have done what is needful. We have negotiated. The charter has come out. And so the unions should enforce implementation, not labor. Labor, we are not only for the public servant, we are also for the private sector. If everybody is striking on here, they have never seen Alibaba at the national level going about to do what individual unions should do. Every union lives up to their responsibility, so they should do the same here in the state.
So how do you interface with these different unions that you just mentioned?
The unions?
Yes.
They are members of SEC, of NS. All the unions, we have 45 affiliates, both in the public and private sector. So if all of them, they come to meetings and we have given them chats, we have told them what is to be done. And that is exactly why we are also waiting for the tripartite committee report to come out. Because there it is also clearly stated that local government workers have not been paid minimum wage and so they should be paid. So it's clearly stated if they have brought out that tripartite committee report for implementation, I think all these things would have been a thing of the past.
Okay, so how would you rate the performance of the Nigeria Labour Congress under your leadership in the past years?
Well, if somebody dancing, will not see your back. I think this question should be directed to either the workers or the other union leaders. They should be able to appraise my performance. Because if I begin to tell you I did very well, I am not the one who is supposed to appraise myself. So I would say we have been moving on. But then the real appraisal should be done by those who are watching and the onlookers.
Okay. So tell us some of the steps you have taken that would equate to moving on.
Yes, in this state, you know that we have carried on several campaigns in this state. We have carried out several campaigns. We went to look for recently we did local government parliamentary and judiciary autonomy. We did the campaign. We have done campaign on fuel and subsidy removal. We have done campaign on a lot of things, and even we have had a dialog with this state government that culminated into the sealing our secretary, and they wanted to do an integrity test and all that. And so we are so fine. I think all these things wouldn't have happened. So we have been moving, and even in the private sector, we have tried to see how we can interface with management during even the COVID-19. Most of the apart from those companies that are badly shut down, the others are still managing. We give them modalities whereby they can still retain staff. And then they can continue to move on because the worst thing is when you lose your job completely. And so we have been doing that. And also we have a zero tolerance to casualization. That we have a committee that has been going on to the companies and the various places where casualization is most effective. And they have been doing their jobs. The only handicap we have is that most workers, because of this scarcity of jobs, no employment anywhere. Some of them, when you ask that, they won't be bold to come and tell you the situation. And since we are not still, we may not be here to know who is this and who is that. So it's only the information that we get from the field that we work with. And so in that area too, I think we are doing pretty good.
All right, let me move to River State civil servants and possibly retirees at this time. You just tuned in. We're Nigerian Football Hacker talking to NLC chairperson in River State, Bridges Otubo. She's walked us through the last 7 years. Of course, the NLC under her leadership. You have questions, you have comments. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0009 on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH as well. Madam, let's talk about the workers coming out in black today. What's that about?
Okay, we had a meeting in the floor of SEC here. SEC means State Executive Council, comprising all the unions. I've told you about 45 unions in number. Yes, chairman and secretaries. And they are the Nigerian Union of Pensioners. We regard them as our elders, you know. They were lamenting about the plight of their members and that most of them are dying because of these frustrations of non-payment of gratuities and pension arrears and all that. And so based on that, it was resolved at the floor of SEC that this year we should wear black upon black so that we can commiserate with the families of these our beloved retirees and even some of the workers who have died as a result of one frustration or the other. That's how we came about, by this black upon black.
So is there going to be some sort of protest, procession?
No, it's a normal workers day. We'll just be there one day. His excellency company is representative. We will take the salute and workers will march around. And at the end of the day, we'll read our address and then we'll go. It's just a normal meeting, no protest, nothing.
Where is this taking place?
Isaac Borough Park.
What time?
10 a.m. on the dot. As I'm saying that, you know, I'm very close to the venue.
Okay, so at 10 a.m., workers would gather and march around, expect a government official. What do they come and do there, really? I don't know.
Officials.
Yes, what do they do?
And they will come and take the address and then maybe look at it and respond what they will do or what they will not do. If the plan is not coming, the person coming will say, you will communicate with the president, will give the final maybe the approval of what he will do or what he will not do.
All right, Walter is on. Okay, Walter is on the phone. Maybe he has a question. Walter, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
Yeah, madam, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes, how are you? Yeah, you're doing fine.
My God,
please. Yes, each time I listen to you on air, you sound politically. I hope you're not a politician.
I am not, but I want to play politics.
Let me finish. You talk about labor, the tariffs have not been paid, this and that. Always they are listening. I want to ask, have you one-on-one meet the people concerned, the government?
Your
problem. Let me finish.
Walter, if please make have, it quick. So make it quick.
If you have, why not approach a lawyer to take your problem or your concern officially?
Okay.
Why not consult a lawyer or the labor consult a lawyer? Take your problem, let's go to court, discuss your matter than to be coming to air every time, standing politically. Thank you.
Thank you, Walter. Madam, is that something your organization has considered?
I don't have anything to say about that because it's a campaign. By the time you go to the public forum to air your matter, it will also form government because they are leading people. In Labour Palace, we don't just move. There are stages that you go. I don't know why we go on strike. If everything is to be settled at the law court, why do we go on strike? As I said, I don't have... I told you that this is political error, so a lot of people will come with a lot of views. But for now, I think I'm still on the right path. I've not deviated from the procedures laid down for Labour to press home her demand.
Okay. George from Awenima says, it's a local government staff, Makuku Toru. Since Nolga is doing nothing for us as a staff, what could we earn is... he's been earning 26,000 for the past 9 years. Says no minimum wage has been paid to them. What would you say to George, madam?
But I've told you about that. Luckily, he said Nolga. Let him approach Nolga. And that's another one we say all of them should join hands so that we will be able to kind of interface with this government, whichever way they want, so that we can get out all this demand. So that workers can be, at least at the end of the day, workers can smile.
All right, commercial will play. We'll reconnect with you, madam. We'll take some more calls and comments afterwards. Stay with us. So that's NLC chairperson, River State, Bridges Tubor. She's trying to get to the venue of the usual May Day event for workers taking place at Isaac Borough Park. And then they'll wait for the government officials to come address them and possibly carry on their requests or demand to the state government. She's answered a few questions. If you have questions or comments, we're on Twitter at Nigerian4PH, on Facebook at Nigerian4PH, on WhatsApp 08090306416. My name is Enoa Gweviri. We keep talking a bit. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. I've got the NLC chairperson in River State, Bridges Tubor, with me on the phone. And you have questions, you have comments. This is your time. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. My name is Enoa Gweviri, and we're looking at the plight of Rivers workers the past 7 years. This one says, it's quite unfortunate that Rivers workers are going through what they're going through now as in an oil-rich state like Rivers, but it's a helpless situation because the governor is taking his position and nothing can be done about this. Punishment is the reward for not voting for him. He broke into the... Okay, all right. Is it really a helpless situation, madam? Is it really a helpless situation?
It is not. We are in the process. It can never be a helpless situation because even the government is we are brought to the that office through our vote, it's a democracy. We are not just that the people in administration government have decided to talk to themselves to emperors and all that. If not, they should have been listening to us. It can never be a helpless situation. And I told you that we have a procedure. A time will come when we begin to ask one, but today ask has been on strike for many months. This government not on the begging side. At the end of the day, they will do what we have said they should do because we are not demanding for civility. We are demanding for what constitutes our rights.
When you say at the end of the day, shouldn't there be a timeline to these things?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. After the process, you ask me why we are willing to ask and I've told you. And so we have said after this major, you begin to see how the events will unfold.
All right. So the guy from Abonima writing again, George Will, and he says you should use your office to interface with their union. So when you have a union, for example, going by what George Will has sent from Akukutoru, Nolge is not doing anything. Is there no way you can push from your own side to talk to...
What exactly the push I'm giving now? They should come out in their numbers. I'm even so that more than the local government said they will not wear the black that we are wearing. When you don't give me that solidarity, how will I be able to push? So they should come out in their numbers and give me that solidarity. That's all I need from them. They should. I am not afraid. My life is in the hands of God. I'm not afraid. But all I need is the workers' support and solidarity. Once that is done, here in the state, I'm having it full. And so once that is done, even in the local government state, of course, we will go places.
Charles says, is the NLC chairperson claiming that River State has implemented the minimum wage? What percentage?
I'm not talking about minimum wage.
Okay.
That level.
Okay. Then he's asking again, what's keeping the NLC chairperson from calling a strike in River State over promotion and other issues that affect River State workers? Is she scared of Wiki? Process.
We have called before. National came and intervened. We are now restarting. And that's exactly the reason, because NLC, you would have known that for the past 2 months we have been going on sensitization. We have been going around the unions that make up the NLC to sensitize our workers over the strike that is looming. Because at the end of the day, if nothing is done, we'll definitely go on strike. You don't have to put the cap.
Ouch, the network. We'll reconnect with her in a bit. The fact is that Noel K is having a romance with the governor to the judgment of local government workers. That's why they've not implemented their 30,000 naira minimum wage. We'll reconnect with her, but let's take some calls. David is in Agua. David, good morning.
Good morning, my sister Umane. You see, it is quite pathetic that Nigerian workers, with respect to the River State workers, under the administration of DNVK, have suffered so much. This is what the workers in Yenagoa passed through in the administration of the former governor, H.S. Saraki Dixon. No promotion, no minimum wage. They were just cutting their steps. So it's quite unfortunate when people were elect to treat civil servants in the room like this. It's a pity. I'm really, really sad about it, and I'm in solidarity with them.
David,
once again, my name is David.
Hold on,
Yenagoa,
David.
Nigeria.
Hello, David. David. Hello? Oh, my. David, I was going to ask you what the workers did when the former governor was, you know, not treating them well. You say you were there. What did they do? Well, how did they handle that? Chris is calling from Rumbiakani. Let's have Chris. Chris, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. Morning, sir.
Yes. I want the NLC lady, the other day she came out publicly to say that they will not support Wike, they will support GBT and H. As a leader, you must be neutral, because if you say you will support this, you will not support this, if by tomorrow the one you support will not win, and then you still come back to tell the one you didn't support to do this for you, to do that for you. And that was what they did in 2015. Maybe that is why they are having these difficulties. I want to tell them that we are all neighbors. For the fact that they are working in government. But we, all of us, we are all neighbors. Because we labor to eat. So, and how many are they? When they talk of, I will support this, I will support that. How many are teachers? Then compared to other people around. So you cannot say, oh, because this one is this, you will not, because at the end of the day, you will suffer more if at the end of the day, the person you supported didn't win.
All right.
So they should stop this thing, they should be neutral, because you will not know the one that will win and the one that will not win. But at the end of the day, whoever won, he will now help you and do whatever thing you want them to do for you.
All right.
But when you come out publicly, you say, oh, I will not support this, I will support this, you are just killing yourself. At the end of the day, you will suffer the more. That's what I have to say.
All right, thank you. We've got Kanto calling from Bori. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear sister. Happy new month, happy holidays.
All right.
Even though you are working. Well, I want to ask Mr. Mero that the chairperson is still on the line. And you were here in River City, several some years ago, where the chairperson is talking hot today. We are in a very difficult situation where we have paralyzed faction of Nigerian Labour Congress. Where there's a video online, I know you are accessing the video, where the chairperson of the LSC, we are passing through very difficult situations, and the River State government also. And he was singing praises. River State government is doing that, is doing working well. If this video is played before BT Tuba today, I don't know if he will deny or accept it. But let me put on record, River State government, with what BT Tuba has said before, where the State Government Commission, the Labour Complex, then, River State government is still doing well. Because BT Tuba should be understanding that the past administration that is falling as Ikomio on today said the government of Wiki cannot pay staff, cannot do everything. And today, the Rwanda government is not owing anything. It's not owing anything apart from gratuity, which the government has said that they will commence from this month, May. Take out extra restraint and wait for the state government. It will not implement the payment of gratuity.
Okay. All right, Akantu, thank you. Let's get to Madam Beatrice Tubo. This thing of owing and not owing, what exactly is the position?
I don't know what it means that the Rivers State government is not owing. Somebody that is going to put billions of amounts in a gratuity is not owing. Somebody that is owing billions in pension areas is not owing. I'm always trying to concern, and you know I don't lie. I said monthly salary of the government is being up and well. In monthly pensions, they are paying too. But in area of pension areas, gratuity, and promotion of workers, these are the issues that we are crying. And for the man who said, I have one side, the government did well. Yes, government did a success for us. And it's only the world to be grateful. And I said that when they came to commission, they said, thanking the governor for this wonderful try for building the sector. So does this mean that because we are building the sector, we will not lose the workers? That's how, I don't know why they are not marrying this thing together. When you did something, I'm not an ingrate. When you have done something good, I will say, yes, you have tried. That does not mean that when you do the bad one, I will not say you've done bad. It's only because I am balanced.
All right, let's have Chima's question. Chima, good morning. Ouch, she's left the building. Let me go to WhatsApp. This one says, please ask your guests, when last has she met with Governor Wike to resolve the issues of workers' salaries, pensions, and gratuity instead of going from one media house to embarrass the state government? Madam?
The last time we met was when we met with the National to agree on the tripartite committee. Ever since we have written more than 20 correspondences, we have the photocopies here with us to them. They have not given us audience. So what else are we supposed to do?
The government has not given you audience?
Yes.
Okay. IK is Rupoku. IK, good morning.
You know, good morning.
You're on.
Yes. Mr. Ike. Beatrice, I think I want to encourage you, even though that people are trying to throw you a stone like Jesus Christ. You know,
thank you.
We have an administration that are heartless. Very, very heartless when it comes to civil servants. But all I just have to say is that God is your strength, madam. Keep doing what you're doing. Let all people who discriminate you and talk all sorts of things against you, it is their opinion. Somebody asked me if you're a politician. For you to have an appointment in office, you must be a politician. So for me, nothing is wrong, one being a politician. If you are not a politician, you will not be in that position that you are. God is your strength, madam. Thank you.
All right. Emmanuel is calling from Ajibe State. Emmanuel, good morning.
Good morning. See, the question I want to ask the woman in
NLC chairperson, Beatrice Itubo, please go on.
The former governor employed 13,000 teachers. And for 2 good years, he could not pay the 13,000 teachers. And when he left office, he was asking the questions that he will know how this government will manage to pay this backlog debt. Where was this NLC chairman to organize or to talk about this? What I'm begging as a civil servant, that they should not play politics in the life of other people. He has all been this issue, all this time. To ask her, for that 13,000 people for 2 good years, multiple 1,062,000 every month, and what it means that he could not pay, and he left office like that. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a question from Innocent and a commercial. Okay, Innocent has left the building. Madam, you want to respond to that?
I said for more than 2 years before the effect of that administration. So why would you come to begin to say things that you that are not free? When the demand is there to testify?
What is the truth of that matter, please?
They said that the former employees that you have and they paid them their life. They are still working till today. They paid them. How can anybody go into the pay for that 2 years until they left and then this idea came and cleared it? Sometimes we don't have to fall to. I have said it before, even as I'm saying that, no matter my cause with the president's association, even when the government left, I will not go to say what I know that he did it or he did it. I will not do that. I will only tell those that I know that are true. I cannot stand to tell lies against anybody. And that's exactly why I'm having issues with people.
All right. Why is it that workers' welfare under administration have always been in process without results, especially now the anti-workers UK government is phasing out? Mike is asking.
Now, what? Take the question again.
That under your welfare, under your administration, workers' welfare has always been in process without results.
It depends on the kind of administration that we have in place. So like I said, some people have listening ears. We can't talk to them. We are not saying everything was resolved at the time. But if you have a listening ear, we can also work out modalities and say, okay, this is how you begin this, this is how you do this. And once it has started, and of course, hope will come alive, people know that actually something is being done. But in this case, there is no listening ear. So how can it, as a white person, matter? I'm not the governor. I'm not the governor to say the problem does not end on my table. My own is to make this agitation, ask for the rights of workers and their welfare. And then the government
needs
to assist those
demands. All right. Hold on. A commercial has to play now. Stay tuned.
This is an infomercial. Infomercial. On 92.3 Nigeria Info.
92.3 Nigeria Info. Are you a graduate seeking scholarship or seeking admission and desire to study in the UK? UK Educational Expo 2022 helps you gain admission into London South Bank University, University of Greenwich, plus other 120 universities. Do you like what you're hearing? Why not go ahead and meet their representatives at 1 Birabi Street, Port Harcourt, Aba Expressway on Tuesday, 3rd of May 2022. Time is 9 a.m. Now, there are other benefits included, like free admission counseling, face-to-face meeting with the university reps, on-the-spot application submission of September 2022 intake, 95% visa guarantees, 100% free visa counseling, partial scholarships that's on a discount, and many, many interesting things that you have right there. If you want to know more, call 081-6539-5346. 081-6539-5346. Or you can visit their mail at ss.nigeria@ahzassociates.co.uk.
When knowledge meets action, information liberates. How informed do you need to be to thrive in a fast-changing world?
Listen to experts only.
Keep your dial locked on 92.3 Nigeria Info for the best of news, talk, and sports 24/7.
I am listening.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
9 more minutes to wrap this up. Workers will converge on Isaac Borough Park this morning dressed in black. That's according to the NLC chairperson, Bridget Setubo, over the way that they've been treated by this government. Kingsley Naji is writing in on WhatsApp, says NLC is supposed to stand up for its members and not letting them be on their own. I overheard you asking her what she's coming out for, and she said just to commensurate with the pensioners so that when they settle her and she backs out. This thing about settlements that I hear all the time, perhaps she would comment on it this morning and put it to rest. She said the present government has done well in infrastructure but doesn't know how to address the public problems. She's not competent and should resign from office. She's confusing everyone in the state. I don't support Wiki and I can't support NLC too for now because she's not straightforward. Ouch. She left the building. Or maybe the network or, you know, preparations for the event. We'll try to call her again. We will try to call her again. I'll just take your comments in the interim. Edo State government increased minimum wage to 40,000 naira. Why has the NLC leader refused to talk on the minimum wage issue? Is it not part of labor movement? Well, can't force someone to speak when they don't want to. 13,000 teachers were paid up today before Amaechi's government left. Please ask your guests, what's the current happening as it regards the promotion of workers? Christian Williams, she said, it's in process. When was the last time she met with Wike? She's answered that already. So we'll take some calls and we'll take some calls. Oh, we're on Facebook at Nigerian for PH, on Twitter at Nigerian for PH as well. Let's see. Kenneth Ibiaime says the truth. Ouch. On Twitter at Nigerian for PH says the truth is the suffering of workers in the state will not end because both NLC and Nolge came into power with the aid of politicians. And for years now, our local government workers have not seen little minimum wage as claimed by Beatrice that government is paying minimum wage. Andy is in Rukboku. Andy, good morning. Just two calls. Andy.
Good morning, no. Yes, and good morning to your guest in the studio. Please, I want to correct an impression here because it's going to help us a little bit, the civil servants. When your guest says that she will not talk about minimum wage, then who will the civil servants go and complain to or hear from? Please, if she's angry, she should calm down and address this whole issue. If she doesn't want people to talk about it, it has to be something on her own, coming on press statements and all that. But when we are asking her a question, it is part of the agitation.
Andy,
just recently, yes.
She says they have other affiliates, 45 of them, who interface, you know, with the workers, and they all attend their next meetings.
And no, what I'm saying is, you are a station there. If the head of the station gives an instruction, everybody obeys it. If anything should come inside, he has to ask her the question. So what we are saying is, it's a straightforward thing. Yes, talk to us, tell us, okay, let's forget about it, and nobody should ask about it. Not telling us some persons are paying and some persons are not paying.
All right.
That apart, I want to ask your guest studio. We are on this earth, and I think everything we owe the world is the truth. And God is involved in anything we do. My question is this. Knowing this aspect of other labor chairmen in other states, just for example, the one that has been implemented in Delta State, how have they been having meetings to be able to know how others are going about their own?
All right.
And for this implementation going on, that is one. Secondly, let her tell us the truth. Has she been induced by the River State government before? Thank you very much.
Okonkwo is calling from Ebonyi State. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're wrong.
My question is to your guest is...
We're trying to reconnect with her, though. Go on.
That the civil servant that she has asked to gather, that many of them don't even have the food to eat this morning before
civil
coming out.
Civil servants?
Is she aware that many of them don't even have transport to come to that venue?
Hold on. Okonkwo.
Uh-huh.
Civil servants.
Huh?
Are you talking about civil servants?
Yes. I'm asking our mother in Tubo. The people that she has asked to come out today and dress on black attire. Is that aware that many of them don't even have what to eat or transport to come to that place this morning?
Are you implying, Okonkwo, that civil servants in the state have not been paid or are not being paid?
Why I am asking is because this treatment is being given to the civil servant, to the pensioners, and she has not declared the state indefinite strike.
Okay.
Now, to demonstrate the pain that they pass through.
All right, thank you. But she said something about that a while ago. Esther is Rumigbo. Good morning, Esther. Final call.
Yeah, I know. Good morning.
You're on.
Please, I just want to correct an impression. Some people just come on air and deliberately want to spread falsehoods. The man who called in and said that he employed 13,000 teachers and didn't pay them for 2 years, that's a very big lie. It took 6 months for the teachers to do their biometrics and verification. And after that, payment for those teachers started. So when people come on air and intentionally want to spread falsehood just to malign someone, it's wrong. You don't spread that kind of falsehood. Teachers were paid. It was after 6 months they did their biometrics and their names were fixed into the data system, into the payment structure, and they started paying them.
All right. Thank
they
you.
Had an issue where they had... before that biometric, they had 3 months that was not paid before that biometric. That 3 months was spread out. Just 1 month that was remaining out of it was what we paid when he came in. So people should not just come in and spread falsehood because they want to destroy somebody's reputation.
Okay, thank you, Esther. Madam Beatrice, you're on. We have just about 90 seconds. Can you just respond to all the questions that you heard them ask?
Well, I want to wish the workers a very wonderful May Day celebration. Even though we may say we don't have anything to celebrate, but then because we are alive, and so long as there is life, there is hope. I know that someday workers will smile again. As for those who are saying I'm political, I don't know how. Yes, even labor, we have politics in labor. Even in your household, there is politics. And so everybody is saying I'm political by asking them to say, then please, once you have done what I said you should do, and the government has continued, and you can, like the man who said I made you employ 30,000 and didn't pay. Luckily, somebody has also come to debunk. I told you I don't tell lies. I will always say the truth. But even this government that we are now talking about, this payment, why you list of the same type of fans who are calling to say, oh, well, what they don't know. We'll also be the one that will begin to accuse him falsely. But I will still be the one who will come to correct the stories, because I will always stand on the path of truth and justice. What he didn't do, I will never say he did. And the one that he has done, that is the one I will say he did. That is the way I am. So I want to wish the workers, and you too, because they're a worker, I want to wish a very wonderful and blissful Workers' Day.
Thank you, madam, and have a great outing today.
Thank you.
All right, what would it be like for Rivers people in coming months? Well, she says a process. We'll wait to see the outcome of that. My name is Anogbe.